broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music.
I'm Daniela, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
สวัสดีค่ะสหายนายธรณีพร
Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another installment of Through the Static here on 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. And as always, I'm your host, Jordan Callist, and we're back in the studio this week. We're away last week. I just kind of queued up a repeat of the previous week's episode. So if you got to hear that again, I guess that's great. As always, my episodes, I usually record them when I'm in the studio here, and they're always available online. So if you can't listen to it live, there's always that option. Or if you just want to, if you really like the episode and you just want to listen to it again. Anyways, so we've got a new episode here today. I think this is actually the 15th episode of Through the Static, so that's pretty great. I'm really happy to have been here for 15 shows already. It's been great. So it is mid-October now. My reading week kind of flew by, and I feel like this month has just kind of flown by because of that. Like, there's already only about 10 days or so left of October, only like 2 weeks left. And Halloween is coming up pretty quickly, so I'm going to kind of play a song that will sort of get us in the Halloween-y mood here. And it's a longer song. Maybe I shouldn't be starting the show off with such a long song, but it's a good song, and it's kind of, you know, got that creepy late night, late October, mid-October vibes. So we're going to start off the show today with the goth classic from Bauhaus. This is Bela Lugosi Is Dead.
Thank you. Virginal brides file past his
Starting off our show today, that was Bauhaus with Bela Lugosi's Dead. Coming up next here, we're gonna kind of pick the tempo back up and kind of get things moving a little bit so everyone doesn't fall asleep during my show here. So early in the week, I went to New York City, which was very fun, and I kind of accidentally stumbled upon a Rough Trade, like the record store, New York record label. But I stumbled across their store, and I probably spent about half an hour, 45 minutes in there with my family, just kind of waiting outside for me. But one of the records that I kind of stumbled across that I just kind of picked up as an impulse buy was Beyond by Dinosaur Jr., and it's a used copy of it, so I wasn't 100% sure what kind of shape it was going to be, and it was like $15, so I was like, sure, why, might as well. But it's in great shape. The vinyl's really cool. It's like this green and purple kind of splatter vinyl, and it's in good shape. It sounds good, and it actually also came with a little kind of single. It's not a 45 because it doesn't have like the little hole in the middle that, you know, like 45s usually do. They have like a bigger hole and you gotta have like the little attachment for it. I'm kind of rambling here. But anyways, I got a cool little like single with it on vinyl, and it's white, so I'm gonna play that for you now. So this is Dinosaur Jr. with What If I Knew.
Stopping me from helping.
That track you just heard was Dinosaur Jr. with What If I Knew. And that's, like I said before, that's coming off of this kind of cool little bonus single vinyl that I got. And it's white and it looks really cool and just playing here. And next up, I've got a lot of physical albums and formats that I'm playing off of today. I brought in CDs to my show for the first time. So far, I don't have that many CDs. I only have a couple, and I don't actually have a CD player at my place, so I thought that this could kind of be a good use for them. But anyways, I've got two CDs I'm going to play for you here today. But the first one is one that I got, I think, for Christmas, like quite a few years ago when I was probably about 13 or 14, because back then I really, really, really loved Duran Duran. For some reason, that was like the band that I was super into when I was in like grade 7 and 8. And I remember I would just, when I'd be like bored and stuff at school, I would just kind of like go on YouTube and like listen to their songs. So I got their like greatest hits album from the 90s as, you know, kind of a Christmas gift that year. So I'm going to be playing a track for you off of that. Let me just double check which one I have queued up here. Yeah, so I'm going to be playing Save a Prayer by Duran Duran. So enjoy. You just heard She Plays Bass by Biba Doobie. And before that, you heard Save a Prayer by Duran Duran. And I mentioned the Duran Duran kind of greatest hits CD that I was playing that you heard that track off of was one of two CDs that I have in the studio here today. So I thought, why not just get to the next one now? It's a bit of a different vibe from the Duran Duran, although not so different. They're both kind of like pop music, just kind of from different eras. The next CD I've got lined up here is Carly Rae Jepsen's 2015, I believe, album Emotion, and I'm gonna play you the opening track from that, Run Away With Me. It's a really, you know, upbeat, happy song, so hopefully it'll kind of get you in a good mood. Hopefully the last song got you in a bit of a good mood, too. It's fun, and it kind of reminds me of being in high school. But yeah, this is Carly Rae Jepsen with Run Away With Me.
Head. weekend, we could turn the world to gold.
That was Run Away With Me by Carly Rae Jepsen. And just a quick little story, I guess, about not necessarily that song specifically, but just like I mentioned before, I was playing that song off of a CD, and just kind of where I got that CD, my mom and I went to a kind of like just like the local library where we were was having just like kind of a book sale and like CD sale of a bunch of stuff that they were, I guess, trying to get rid of or trying to give away, because I guess they had too much stuff and everything was dirt cheap. And I was kind of looking at the CDs and I noticed they had that one, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, I might take that. And the person there was like, yeah, honestly, like, none of the CDs are going, so you can just have it for free. So that was kind of funny. Anyways, that's a funny little story about how I got that CD for free, basically. Next up here, I've got another vinyl record on deck. This is one of the 2019 albums from Big Thief. This is their album Two Hands, and I'm going to be playing the track Those Girls. And it's not one of the bigger songs off of this album, but I really like it. It's kind of just mellow and a bit ominous, I guess, almost sounding. It's just, yeah, it's a good song. So lay back and enjoy. Thank you. All right. That track you just heard was called Smoke and Mirrors by Kikagaku Moyo. They're a kind of neo-psychedelia type band coming out of Japan originally. And you would think that, you know, because of that, they're singing in Japanese. But I think I remember seeing somewhere that they actually just kind of like basically just make up gibberish for their songs. And like, that's what they're singing. So now you know something. But yeah, I really like that song. It's kind of a really good, it's a bit of a longer song. Like it's 7 minutes long. Maybe that's not super long, depending on who you ask. But I think it's broken up really well into like kind of, you know, very specific parts, and it just flows really well, I think, and it's a good song. Coming up next, I'm gonna play you a track from another album that I got at Rough Trade Records in New York City last week. This is Car Seat Headrest with their 2015 album Teens of Style, and I've played you Teens of Denial before. They are separate albums. They came out, I think, within a year of each other, but Teens of Style is more a compilation of songs that Will Toledo had recorded and I think released kind of prior to that. But this was when he actually got signed to a major record label, I believe Matador Records, and he could actually kind of, you know, produce and record his songs in better quality for the first time. Because if you've listened to Car Seat Headrest that came out, you know, before 2015, before this album, it's very good, but yeah, it's very lo-fi. The production is very very lo-fi. So yeah, so I'm gonna play you a track off this album. This is one that I really liked about a year and a half ago, and I still revisit it sometimes. It's a really good song. So this is Car Seat Headrest with Something Soon.
Biting my clothes to keep from screaming, taking pills to keep from dreaming. I want to break something important. I want to kick my dad in the shins. I was referring to the present and past tense. It was the only way that I could survive it. Thank you.
of stars are just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how to say no.
That was Violet by Hole. That's kind of a 90s kind of Riot Girl grungy type classic. And before that, you heard Car Seat Headrest with Something Soon. And we're getting towards the end of the show here. I've got one last track for you. As always, thank you for tuning in to Through the Static. We'll be back next week on 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. Tune in from 9 to 5, or no, not 9 to 5, 9 to 10, sorry, force of habit, 9 to 10 p.m. Wednesday nights. We're here every week, or most weeks, and if we're not, then I will have something scheduled for you, whether it's repeat. Speaking of repeats, I've actually got a new replay slot for Through the Static happening, I believe, on Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. And yeah, so again, if you miss the show, I have the recordings posted online, but you're also going to be able to hear it again on Saturdays from 1 to 2. So, you know, we'll be live on Wednesday nights, and then if you miss it, you can hear it again on Saturday afternoons. And so, as we're getting to the last track here, this is one that I've been listening to quite a bit lately. And, you know, this one kind of goes out to anyone out there who has someone close to them who, you know, they just don't really keep in touch with that well anymore, and you feel like you don't really know them, and maybe they've just changed a lot since you knew them, and it can kind of suck. It can really suck, that feeling. That feeling's tough, but it's also kind of just life. And the good thing about going through stuff like that is a lot of other people have as well, and a lot of people write songs about it that you can relate to pretty hard. So ending off the show today is Elliot Smith with Somebody That I Used to Know. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Feelings that you made hard, but it's your heart, not mine, that's scarred. So when I go home, I'll be happy to go. You're just somebody that I used to know. You don't need my help anymore. It's all now to you, there ain't no before. Now that you're big enough to run your own show, you're just somebody that I used to know. I watched you deal in a dying day, throw a living, I passed away. So you can be sure that you're in control. You're just somebody that I used to know. Can't stay this mad for long. Keeping a hold of what you just let go. You're just somebody that I used to know.